Hi, welcome to another Simple Step here on the Blended Family Coaching Show. You know, there have been times in our blending journey when I felt like I was getting slammed with ongoing waves, big breaking waves of pain and disconnection, confusion and chaos. And it often felt like these waves would suck me into an emotional undertow and I couldn't seem to catch my breath. It was just one uncontrollable circumstance after another. Another wave of disappointment, another wave of overwhelm, another wave of defeat. And sometimes it left me feeling hopeless. Maybe you can relate. You know, back in episode 105, we shared six powerful traits that every couple needs in order to build confidence and gain clarity so that they can successfully blend their family and at the same time reduce tension and chaos. Those six traits are empathy, humility, flexibility, courage, patience, and a curiosity mindset. Now, these traits are critical, but it can be challenging for us to develop them because we're continually getting sucked under by the waves of our circumstances, which often keep us stuck. Stuck in our own perspectives and beliefs around how things should be, unable to truly listen or understand others. Stuck in our irrational fears that keep us from moving forward and trying new things. Stuck in regret and guilt that blinds us from seeing the bigger picture. Stuck in anxiety, disappointment, or perfectionism. And when we get stuck, we can easily become paralyzed, rigid, prideful, opinionated, fearful, dismissive, forceful, or indifferent. And sadly, these traits and attitudes will quickly drag a blended family into a riptide of pain and destruction from which they might never break free. Now, there's another powerful trait in addition to the six that I just mentioned a minute ago, and it's learning the art of letting go. We all need to learn how to let go of things that weigh us down, things that really aren't helping us. And this is something that Mike and I have learned to do over the years so that we didn't stay stuck. Now for us, parenting as a team was a big struggle that often brought waves of conflict and confusion. But when I was able to let go of paralyzing guilt and irrational fear, I found it easier to step up, try new things, and become the authoritative parent I needed to be for our family. And when Mike learned to let go of his high expectations, he was able to stop trying to fix and control my parenting. When all of that letting go happened for each of us, we broke free from the power struggle and dysfunction, and we were able to breathe. And once we were no longer stuck, we learned to grow and become effective parenting partners together, understanding our individual roles, each other's emotions, and finding the balance between doing our part and letting go. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about flippantly ignoring the real issues in your blended family. Letting go is not for the faint-hearted. It's hard work. Most of us, we just want what we want, and we believe we know what's best. That's why we each must get intentional about identifying exactly what we need to let go of. And the first step is a willingness to take off our blinders and open up our awareness to those areas where we might be stuck. Now, maybe you've heard of the Serenity Prayer used in lots of different recovery groups. The beginning of it says, "God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference." But the next part is also so powerful. Listen to this. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace. You know, letting go might seem like you're giving up your power, but it's just the opposite. You're actually leaning into wisdom so that you can break free from the power struggle. Letting go might feel like defeat or weakness, but it's not. It's a pathway to peace, and it will eventually strengthen your family. The reality is that real power is found in the truth. It's found in accepting reality and surrendering with the tide rather than forcing a course change. By working with each other, not against each other. By choosing to be patient, flexible, courageous, humble, empathetic, and curious. Now, if you want to master the art of letting go, then this week, spend a little time honestly considering a few questions. Am I overly focused on fixing or controlling someone in my family? In what areas of family life do I tend to have unrealistic expectations or require perfection from others? What happens inside of me when things don't go my way or when someone else has a different perspective? Do I sometimes catastrophize or get carried away with irrational thoughts? When do I experience fear, guilt, shame, or anxiety? And what circumstances cause me to withdraw and shut down or get angry and lash out? When the waves come crashing down on you and it feels like you've been sucked into an endless riptide of pain and chaos, remember this. You can't stop the waves, but you can learn to surf. And you can start learning to surf by honestly reflecting on these questions to take just one small step toward releasing the weight that you no longer need to carry and accepting the truth beyond your blinders. Be willing to explore a new possibility or a different perspective about your situation. Learning the art of intentionally letting go with wisdom might be exactly what you need in order to move towards more confidence, clarity, and connection in your blended family. Hey, thanks for joining me today, and we'll see you back here in 2 weeks for another Simple Step.